how are the Ravens as a team feeling about all of this right now when one considers just the number of positive tests that they have had and the lack of practice time the team has had over the last week and a half or so?
Yeah, but I'm happy about it. Thanks for having me, guys. Having me on, guys. Appreciate it. You know, there is concern just about everything. There's grumbling and unhappiness about how the Ravens themselves have let this situation come to a head. There's, I think, some unhappiness about how the NFL last week, you know, allowed the Ravens to go back in the building on Monday and Tuesday, even as this potential outbreak was happening. There's, you know, worry about just not having enough practice time. And then there's just the uncertainty of, you know, are we really past this? Is this truly contained? Because we just all saw in these past 9 days what, you know, kind of moving too soon could do to a team, could do to a schedule, could do to the NFL. So there's just a lot of, you know, grief about what's happened since last Monday. But these guys are also aware of the fact that, hey, you can't just bail. It'll probably cost you a game check. And, you know, they're not quitters. They want to play. They feel like they can hang with Pittsburgh. So it's just a whole lot of emotions coming up on this game, you know, thrice postponed now. And it's just a matter of, you know, how everything will affect them. Will it bring them together? Will that even matter with how many guys they're missing? I guess there's only kind of one way to find out right now.
There's a lot of stories being thrown around on the internet on exactly what has happened in the Ravens locker room. Do you know exactly what the issue was and how the COVID spread exactly started to spread and, you know, infiltrate the room and what the issues were in the locker room?
Yeah, I mean, I've been asked that a lot. It's tough to say. I was just kind of joking with someone yesterday. It's not like, there's not like a blood spatter analysis, but like there you know, would be with the murder scene. I mean, this is an invisible virus, so you can't really tell exactly how it got in. There's obviously certain candidates. The Ravens have disciplined their strength and conditioning coach, Steve Saunders. We had heard through sources that he had, been hiding symptoms, had been working out with players, sometimes while not wearing a mask. Someone told me that he just completely disregarded the variant proximity tracker, which, of course, you know, makes contact tracing easier for the NFL to complete. But, you know, there's also a possibility that this is just a big team and that sometimes you don't catch the virus right as it's contagious because of how, you know, variable this incubation period is, as we've seen for the past 9 days. So, I mean, obviously there's going to be a lot of fingers pointed at, you know, Steve Saunders and his possibility that he does have to take a large amount of blame. But it's just so hard to tell, you know, with how many kind of ways this thing can get in. It's just how it might spread. Obviously the Ravens and the NFL probably didn't do the smartest thing by letting these guys in back into the building after Mark Ingram and J.K. Dobbins had tested positive. But, you know, they were preparing on a short week. So it's just a very tough situation all around. But I'm sure the Ravens will get pretty punished heavily because of it.
One of the infected players is, I would say, and arguably the most important player on the Baltimore Ravens, and that is the quarterback Lamar Jackson. Jonas, you know, you can touch on the COVID part if you want, but I'm looking for the broader assessment. What is the feeling about the way Lamar has played this year and the general state of the Ravens offense?
It's definitely not what it was at this point last year. You know, the Ravens last year were a juggernaut. They finished, if you are just talking about efficiency, they were the number one rushing offense and they were the number one passing offense. I know they weren't a team that threw a lot, of course, but when they did, they were extremely effective. This year, it's not the case. Their running game is not top 10, which is, you know, kind of incredible just to consider. You have someone as dynamic a runner as Lamar Jackson. And then their passing game, probably in large part because of the fall off, is nowhere near as good as it was last year. I think it's in the bottom 10 at this point. So you know, he has done things that have not helped this offense. He's really struggled as a downfield passer. He's not been as accurate as he hoped to be on a sideline throw, but they are also a pretty decimated blocking unit. You know, they lost potential Hall of Famer right guard Marshall Yanda to retirement this offseason. Left tackle Ronnie Stanley suffered a season-ending ankle injury in that first meeting against Pittsburgh week 8. Nick Boyle, who's just a tremendous kind of inline blocking tight end, is lost for the season with a knee injury. And they've just had to play musical chairs up front. And but their wide receivers are probably still, you know, the worst in the NFL. It didn't really matter last year because they got such great looks against zone coverage with, you know, really advantageous down and distance situations. But they just haven't had someone step up besides Mark Andrews in that receiving corps to become a kind of bona fide number one. So it's just a situation where, you know, like with COVID, honestly, there is no, you know, real clear problem area for this team. It's just, you know, an accumulation of things, and it just snowballed and snowballed until we're here where we're wondering just how, you know, bad this offense can be. And right now it's pretty bad.
There's a lot of people out there saying right now that, you know, the rules are different for different teams, right? This game's being moved for the Ravens, obviously. You know, big pieces are out with COVID, and then Lamar may have been in contact with it. He's got COVID. And then you look to the Denver New Orleans game on Sunday, the Broncos right. didn't have a quarterback. Do you believe that the rules are different for different teams?
I don't think so, because I think that would just be too big an issue, and for the NFL to, you know, have that erosion of trust could just be a devastating issue. I wrote about this, I guess yesterday. Time has been kind of a weird issue for me. But, you know, with Denver, it was a situation where, look, the NFL, you know, if you believe it's league officials, is only concerned at this point about health and safety. And so with Denver, they knew about the positive test with Jeff Driscoll, and they felt that the quarterback situation had been contained by, you know, quarantining all those guys, by silencing them as close contacts. So even though there was a matter of competitive fairness with, you know, no quarterbacks on the roster being allowed to play, the NFL was willing to stomach that because in their minds, you know, health and safety was being taken care of. And it didn't matter that the biggest position on the field was going to be compromised. With the Ravens, there was this matter of, is this outbreak still contained? Because, you know, the further that they got along the process, the more that they thought that they would have this under wraps. And I could understand, though, with this latest postponement, you know, Pittsburgh fans being a little, you know, miffed about why this was still going on, because there was only one positive test yesterday, and it was from someone who wasn't even in contact with the team. But, you know, my kind of conspiracy theory was that maybe the NFL feels like, you know, they were partly to blame for all of this by letting the guys back in the facility, you know, on Monday and Tuesday, and potentially giving this another vector to spread. So, you know, there's also just the factor that, hey, these guys have not practiced like, you know, a team normally does, which could obviously contribute to some possible conditioning problems, some possible situations where these guys just aren't in shape, and that also leaves them vulnerable to health and safety issues. So it's tough to say, but obviously the NFL, you know, wants to keep up this veneer of health and safety, and for them postponing this 3 times, you know, lets them do that.
With Jonas Schaefer of the Baltimore Sun, if you were a betting man, Jonas, does this game happen at 3:40 tomorrow afternoon?
I think so. I think, you know, they probably would have been fine playing it Tuesday, but there was a lot of unhappiness about on the Ravens side about that issue. I know that there were some Ravens on this team who wanted to play Thursday, and it wouldn't have been too much of an ask or too much of an imposition on them, I think, because they would have gone from playing, you know, Thursday to Monday, which is the usual, you know, which would have been, you know, not entirely difficult with the short week. But I think as of right now, it seems like everyone is, you know, resigned to the idea that it's going to be a Wednesday game. So, you know, I know I'm, you know, it's not a safe bet at this point after everything that's happened, but I feel like it's probably the safest bet of everything that's happened so far.